This is Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams and Glyn Lavender.
Hi, and welcome to episode 414 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuttersIncPodcast.com, and that there snoring on the other end of the line, and we are not on Skype, is Hello. Mr. Glyn Lavender.
I should wake up for this momentous occasion of a Skype-free sensation.
That's right. From creativephotoworkshops.com.au. How are you?
You know, I'm marvellous.
Good to hear.
At not having that Skype weightiness on my shoulders, I feel a burdened. What are we doing here? What's this browser window you're making me talk into?
Okay, so what you probably don't notice is the improved audio quality of your recording.
Oh, so I sound great?
You do. Well, you sound sensational.
About time. About time. Frankly. Yeah, you got to stop putting that Mickey Mouse voice vocoder thing you've been doing with my voice all these episodes trying to make you sound good.
Yeah, right. So it sounds much better.
Oh, that's good.
Because it sounds like you're in a studio.
Oh.
Rather than sounding like you're on a telephone.
Testing 1, 2. It's wonderful to be here. That's great.
So anyway, how's your week? How's your fortnight been?
I'm almost tempted to listen to the podcast if it's going to be
that
good.
Well, there you go. You should.
No, I'm not going to.
Of course you're not.
Almost tempted. I'm sorry about last week. My youngest took a bit of a spill in the playground.
Yeah, what happened?
Smacked her head. Well, she smacked her head right near the temple.
Oh.
And got quite a lump.
Right.
And my wife's a little bit, not paranoid's one word for it, I guess.
Right.
Over-concerned. No. Probably rightly concerned. Well, whacks around the head aren't good anyway.
No.
And all this stuff about, you feel fine, but then they fall over because there's, brain bleeding or whatever. So it's all worst-case scenario stuff.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, you've got a decent whack near the temple that's good enough to bring up a big, decent lump. Needs to at least be checked out.
Yep.
So we had to do a bit of a bolt.
Oh, dear. And is she okay?
Yes, she's fine. But nothing to worry about. It's gone now. It's just all perfectly fine.
Ancient history.
You know, if you've forgotten all about it and fell over again today differently. Yeah. They both fell over today twice. The eldest one took a huge lot off an end of a kneecap.
Oh,
typical. We're walking through this long grass down this hillside.
Yeah.
And we come out to this big open area. She goes, oh, it's all lovely and open here. Bang, falls. On flat dirt. It's like... And in the process of falling over, reaches out, knocks the other one over.
Oh, no.
Dominoes. Takes a big chunk off her knee. It's like, how?
There wasn't an obstacle within Kiwi.
Oh, you've just done all the hard stuff, and then you get into the easy bit and fall over. So, kids it's school holidays, so they're having plenty of adventures of doing stupid stuff to themselves.
Right, yeah.
But we spent the day out today fishing. Well, they were fishing. I was putting bait on, fixing knots, getting seaweed off, casting, undoing knots, putting bait on, casting, repeat, and then you get the fish. So we've been out and having a lovely day in the sunshine all day today. So
it's nice.
Just over 1.5 weeks into school holidays.
Yep.
And we're on the semi-downward slope now, which is good.
The run.
Tomorrow we've got a big day, though.
Oh, okay.
A big day that you'd be interested in.
Oh, you've got your bloody AFL holiday.
Doing the grand final parade tomorrow with your team and my wife's team and my youngest daughter's team and my mother-in-law's team in it.
What I love is how so many people in Melbourne take this ABC approach to the grand final. And so they're all, sorry, for anybody outside of Melbourne, it's anyone but Collingwood. And so they're all supporting the West Coast Eagles because they all hate Collingwood.
Everyone hates Collingwood to pieces. That's exactly right.
I find that hilarious.
And so if anyone overseas, this is like the Super Bowl. It's like the FA Cup.
Yeah.
It's like they're more mixed into one. So you imagine it's the world's biggest sporting spectacle as far as live goes.
In what sense?
No other stadium fits 100,000 people.
Right.
So there's 100,000 people will be at this game. The game's on Saturday. Tomorrow's Friday, where they do the parade down the street. And everyone goes and says, yay, team, go do team things. And football, better than other footballers' football. Yes. But my wife and my two kids, they got their tickets today.
Awesome.
They're four rows from the front, right behind the goals.
Oh, nice.
So that's pretty darn good. And nice. A guy in my wife's office knew someone was offering $1,000 a ticket to buy tickets.
What?
So I said, sell them! Go on holidays for $3,000 for three tickets.
Yeah.
But so they're all very excited. They're all... And here's the thing, you know, if they lose, wouldn't you wish you'd sold the tickets?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, and here's the thing, though. After the game, they're not worth anywhere near as much.
Funny about that.
So, anyway, so it's been a busy non-photography-wise 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
I've been getting myself ready for Photo Plus in New York. I've got an hour and a half seminar to do, which is a fair length of time to talk.
Yep.
So I think I've started the bones of my presentation.
Right.
It's coming along. I think I've got about 200 slides so far.
Wow.
But normally I can do 160 in about 50 minutes.
Right.
So I've got a long way to go. The way my presentation style is, it's all sharp and short and quick and six slides to say one sentence sort of thing, you know.
Right. Wow.
So I'm building that. I've got some news from Tamron USA this morning. They messaged me through saying they want to feature me in an advertorial in one of the photo magazine in the US.
Nice.
Which is rather nice.
Yeah.
They're doing like a multi-page spread on me for their own magazine, and now they're doing one in a US magazine, which is lovely.
Wow.
So that's nice.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
And
they're going to pay me for that one, which is even more nicer.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, and will they do that, like, remotely, or will you meet up with them over there?
No, I think the deadline is they've got to be done by Friday or something, so some sort of online interview process or something. And
yeah, cool.
And so on, so that's good. And the big Tamron booth at the big PPE show is going to feature some very large versions of some of my images, which will be nice too.
Wow.
So that's coming along good. And our lovely friends at Narbox, they're going to be releasing their new Narbox version 2 at the show.
Nice.
Which I'm looking forward to seeing. But all the ones they're going to have on display, they're going to be demonstrating, like, you get your SD card, you put your SD card in, you transfer the photos to the computer, then you check them on your phone. They're going to be doing those sort of live demonstrations.
Okay.
And all the images they're going to be using are going to be mine.
Oh, beautiful.
Which is lovely. Beautiful. Yeah, so what we're doing is we're doing, like, a batch of, like, 40 or 60 images in a row.
Yep.
So as shot.
Yeah, nice.
So, like, from a real-world experience. You've just been out, you've shot these 60 photos straight.
Yeah,
this is how fast it takes to download them, as opposed to always pick 6 good ones from here and 3 good ones from there. And that's just downloading someone's portfolio. This is going to be the real world shooting experience.
Yeah, nice.
So that's going to be nice too. So it's going to be pretty busy over in the old PPE.
Yeah,
doing stuff like that. So
fantastic.
And so that's been my week.
Cool.
Daddy daycare, which I'm told it's called parenting. And trying to do a bit of work here and there in between.
Excellent. Excellent.
And have you been? What have you been? I was wondering just minutes ago, and I remembered your name again. How's the job going?
Mate, really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. And they're loving what I'm doing. And, it's cool. All just going really well. Not loving the commute, but, you know, you just kind of take that with the territory.
How long is it taking?
About 1:50 each way.
Oof.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. That's a big chunk of your day.
It is. That's 4 hours every day. My God.
So anyway, but, you know, I just think, they're paying me. It's a regular paycheck again, and I'm still doing what I love, so can't complain.
Yeah. Is it still sort of short term, or is it?
Well, at the moment, it's still... You know, I'm backfilling for a guy who's seconded off to another project. So I spoke with him only this week. He was in Sydney, and he's certainly going to be tied up on that project until at least February. So I would say I'm going to be there until at least that long. But from what I've heard from other guys who are freelancing doing what I'm doing and who are also freelancing at the ABC, they've all just said to me, mate, once you're here, you'll never leave. So I guess, you know, because I have also heard that there is sort of a shifting paradigm where if the guy that I'm backfilling for does decide to retire, that they're not quite so likely to employ a full-time person back into that role, that they will just keep using freelance people forever. So, wow. Who knows?
It's easy to get rid of them, isn't it?
Well, it is. Yeah. It also means lower operational costs for the business. Because
yeah.
they pay you a slightly higher rate because you're freelance, but
yeah.
that doesn't really cover you for sick leave and annual leave and all that exactly. sort of stuff. You've yeah. got to wear that yourself. So, hey, I'll just take it as long as it comes. So,
see how it goes.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying the gig. Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
I'm pleased for you.
Thank you, mate. So,
frankly, I thought you were unemployable. So, I mean, I hope you got any sort of gig.
Thank you. Should we look at some stories?
Why? It's Photokina.
Is it? When?
It is. What do you mean, is it? The biggest photo show in the world on as we speak together.
As we speak. Once every 2 years, I believe.
Every year now, they've changed it.
Oh, they've gone annual, have they?
No, they've gone every year.
What?
They're doing it yearly, Bruce. I just said that, so they're doing it yearly.
You did, yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. the god annual. Yes, this is the first of the annual shows.
Right.
Yearly shows.
Fantastic.
And that's why there's so much news out there. That's why there's so much stuff out there.
Excellent.
Yeah, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk some stuff.
Well, what have you got?
No, let's talk about your stuff.
Okay, fine.
It's all about you.
I've been scouring far and wide across DIYphotography.net.
Really? Yeah. I scoured far and wide on deep review, whichever you prefer.
Excellent. So the first one that I came across was that Panasonic has kicked off the new Lumix S series with two full-frame mirrorless cameras.
Yes. Well.
What?
I wouldn't call them cameras.
Oh. Why would you not call them cameras?
Because they don't exist.
Oh, okay, because they're still vaporware.
Yeah, so it's kind of, we're going to probably bring these to market if by the time we're finished designing, developing, figuring out how to make them, there's still a viable market for them kind of thing, and they haven't been left behind. So all that at the moment is concept cameras, right. really.
Yeah.
This is the concept of the cameras we're going to bring out. These are the rough specs of what they're going to have.
Yep.
And you were talking probably a year and a half before they sort of come to fruition.
Yeah.
Which is a long time in this industry because it can change a hell of a lot, as we've...
Absolutely.
As we know.
Yeah.
But I've got to say, the fake cameras they had on display at Photokina looked pretty.
Right.
They're nice, the shapes and looks and that, pretty looking cameras, so...
So what are they... When you say fake cameras, are they're designed to be full-scale models but with no working internals, is that it?
Yeah. Well, they haven't even got down the final spec, what the specs of the camera are actually going to be. So,
right, but it's essentially a body but nothing inside it.
Yeah, it's just a prototype.
Yeah, right.
Body, shape, shell. But they do look pretty.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, what the bigger picture of that is actually, that's a little bit of a side story to the bigger picture.
Oh, okay.
And the bigger picture of the L arrangement, L something or other. But basically Sigma, Panasonic and Leica have come together to form a group. So Sigma's coming out with their own full-frame mirrorless camera.
Right.
Okay. Panasonic's coming out with their own full-frame mirrorless. Leica will have their one.
Yeah.
And they're all going to have the same interchangeable lenses.
Wow.
The Leica L, they're all based on the Leica L platform. So you'll be able to put Sigma lenses on Leica lenses on Sigma on Panasonic, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So the big thing is, and I'll pick this up on Deep Preview, they said in the space of a few weeks, we've gone from there being two full-frame mirrorless brands to a point where there will be six by the end of 2019.
Yeah.
So from two to six in 12 months, is there a market for it? Who knows,
Well, I don't know. It seems to me like more and more people are jumping on the mirrorless bandwagon. As a Sony shooter, it's very easy to go, we were there first. But what I do notice, certainly just on the Facebook photography groups that I'm a member of, that I've seen on numerous occasions, and admittedly they've caught up now, but, people going, when's Canon going to bring out a mirrorless? When's Nikon going to bring out a mirrorless? Seems like more and more people are asking for mirrorless now than for DSLR. I don't know if that's just my perception, if I'm biased, I don't know.
It's possible.
Maybe. Like I said, as a Sony user, you know, we were certainly the first ones there. Not that I personally have a mirrorless camera, but
yeah.
Anyway,
but interesting times.
Yeah, definitely. Next thing I saw was Kodak shipping Ektachrome again.
Yeah.
Now they announced. Well, so the first rumors circulated around January of 2017, so, you know, 18 months ago now. It was confirmed by Kodak in September of last year that they were going to bring Ektachrome back, and they are now shipping 135 36 exposure film, and later this year, in fact only a month away, supposedly in October, they will be shipping Super 8 Ektachrome film as well. So obviously there's a demand there if they've decided to bring it back. So,
well, it's, yeah, there's quite a big retro demand, so...
Yeah. There seems to be a few people who are still interested in shooting film, and I guess good...
There's obviously enough there to make it some sort of economical sense, I guess. Yep,
I guess. Okay. So, next up is Fujifilm's affordable medium format GFX 50R, which we spoke about, I think, in the last episode or maybe the one prior. That is now
something I'm looking forward to.
You are?
Yeah.
The thing that surprised me with the specs of this is that the video it shoots only goes up to 1920 by 1080, which is full HD.
Yeah, I don't care.
No, I know. But I am surprised in this day and age where it's so hard to shift this type of camera off a shelf that you would bring
this
out...
This type of camera doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So how is it hard to shift off?
Yeah, well, it's even harder when it doesn't exist.
You're comparing it with DSLRs. You can't compare it with DSLRs, and you can't compare it with mirrorless. It's a different world altogether.
But it's still essentially DSLR.
Anyone in the right mind who's... No, it's mirrorless technology.
Okay.
But either way, the people shooting with this...
Yeah.
It's like saying, oh, my Hasselblad doesn't shoot 4K. Well, go buy a bloody red camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to take my studio photography camera out to shoot 4K video when my GoPro will do that.
But some people do, and that's my point.
To me, it's just a...
But my point is that some people do want to shoot video with the same camera they shoot their stills with, and it just seems unusual to me as a marketing decision to bring out a new camera that has so many megapixels, as you would call them, for still photography, and then limit its video output to 1920 by 1080.
How many 4K programs do you watch on your 4K TV?
None.
Why not?
Because I don't have a hardware player that could play 4K Blu-ray.
Do you have a 4K TV?
Yes, we do. And we subscribe to Netflix in just full HD. We don't subscribe to the 4K version of Netflix.
Is there a 4K version of Netflix, is there?
There is.
Is there?
Yeah, there is. And it costs you a little bit more.
Must have a much narrower selection of programs.
Probably would, yes.
But notice, even the latest Sony doesn't record in 8K.
Right.
Because 8K's out there now, and 8K's available, and I mean, no one's got anything that can work with it, but it's out there.
No, and I don't know if anyone would have memory cards that could write the data fast enough yet.
Nothing works. So that's the thing. There is a small market out there for 4K.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, you don't have to be everything to everyone.
True.
Yeah, and if 4K was a big part of your world, this isn't the right camera for you anyway. This is a medium format design. Yeah,
yeah.
Medium format cameras have their own foibles and own ways of that. It's not going to naturally slip into wanting to be a video camera.
Okay.
Yeah. So to me, as a person who says I like this camera is something that appeals to me and something I would like to use.
Yeah.
But of course, videos. I have absolutely no interest in the video side of things, so I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I don't think they're limiting the market too much by not having it.
Fair enough.
I see what you're saying. How hard would it be to add 4K? Probably not hard at all.
Yeah. And but, given the ticket price of 4.5K US, you know, that's not...
That's body only.
Exactly. And that's body only.
How cheap is that, though, hey?
For a medium format, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're phenomenal. Yeah. It's not that much more expensive than a 5D Mark IV.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once again, you're looking at... Yeah. And those the lenses you can buy to go on that are phenomenal. You know, phenomenal.
Right.
So I've shot with the GFX 50S you know, the one this is not replacing, yep, but sort of going alongside of.
Yep.
My God, I mean, I've never seen a camera produce more detail. It's just phenomenal, mind-blowing, blow-me-away image quality.
And what lens were you shooting with when you had a play with it?
I can't remember. Right. I think it might have been like a 70 mil something. I honestly can't remember.
Right.
But astounding.
Yeah. So anyway, that's due November of this year, 2018. And then at the same time...
So I hope to get my hands on it for a bit of a play around with.
Yeah. And then at the same time, they announced the GFX 100S. This is basically a bigger brother to the camera that you've played with, the 50S. Yeah. Except this thing will have 102 million pixels. 102 million.
Twice as good, Bruce. It's twice as good.
Twice as good. At least.
Twice. And this is one of those sort of exponential fall off things that happen, you know.
In what sense?
You double the pixels, you get a quarter of the improvement.
The law of diminishing returns.
Yeah. 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 Well, yeah, probably the biggest diminishing return is I used to get 600 photos to my memory card, now I get 12.
Yeah.
it's a fair diminishing return right there, isn't it?
So some of the things that they're claiming with this GFX 100S when it ships, which is due for some time in 2019, the first medium format mirrorless digital camera to incorporate phase detection pixels throughout the entire sensor, first ever medium format digital camera with built-in image stabilization technology, and the world's first medium format mirrorless digital camera equipped for shooting 4K video.
4K! There you go, Bruce!
There you go.
It doesn't have 8K, though.
No, there you go.
Surely with that many megapixels, it could do 8K. In fact, they should preempt everybody else and go to 16K. Cut out the middleman.
There you go. Anyway, Fujifilm also announced the world's first 33mm F1 autofocus lens for mirrorless cameras. This is on their roadmap for 2020. So again, vaporware at this point in time, but pretty amazing. F1.
Yeah.
What would you do with that?
Yeah.
Other than shoot in the dark.
Not quite as much as people do with that 0.95 lens.
Yeah, exactly.
Would that be a fair response?
Yeah, I think so.
You know what you do with it, Bruce?
What's that?
Take photos.
Oh, what a novel concept.
Ignore the subject matter altogether and look at the bouquets in the background.
Yes. It's all bokeh, even the subject. Godox is releasing a round head speed light to compete with the Profoto A1. So this is interesting. They're taking the AD200, I think, the last major... speed light that they released with your standard rectangular head, and this is going to be like that, but with a circular head, and it will be a zoomable head as well.
Whoop-dee-doo. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Wow.
You want that.
Do you? Why? Why do I want a round head as opposed to a square
head? I don't know. I don't know about that bit. but the zoomable bit is helpful.
It's...
What?
Well, but they all have zoom heads.
Yeah.
So that's nothing new. Nothing new there.
Well, I don't know why they thought to mention it. Obviously, there was some concern.
Well, apparently, the old AD200 wasn't. So the new one is. Because the AD200 is not a traditional speed light.
In what sense?
Well, it's not a hot shoe speed light, whack it on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an off camera flash. That'd really kind of. Oh, that's Photo Kina, Bruce.
Yeah. Fancy that.
They're talking and stuff about things with stuff that are things. Yeah, I mean, Godox, yeah. I've got some of the new AD400s coming to me, I think, next month.
Okay.
Not quite out yet.
Right.
Which are basically their versions of, like, the Profoto B1s, basically studio light-looking heads. Battery operated, so portable battery operated lighting. So
nice.
I've got some of them due to me, so it'll be interesting to see what they're like. And 400 watt second heads or 500 watt second heads, something like that, which are very powerful.
Yeah.
So looking forward to ever play with those. But the Godox stuff's great. I mean, the build quality is fabulous.
Yeah, right.
I had a feel of the Profoto A1 that they're talking about replacing it, and it felt very flimsy.
Oh, really?
So it didn't. Yeah. Well, the way I look after gear, I thought, well, it's not going to last very long. I'm sure maybe it's not that flimsy, but it didn't feel like something I would.
If the body isn't made out of angle iron, it's not glimpers.
Pretty much.
Richard Annable.
What's this? Next, most importantly, there's something from Richard Annable. Hey, he's still listening. Sending a post. What's this?
We made the list.
What list is this?
The list. The blogspot.
The list.
The blog.feedspot.com/photography podcast list of the 25 most influential photography podcasts. We came in at number 24.
I was going to say they made the list long enough because the last one was the top 16 or something, wasn't it? They've had to extend that 9 extra just to get us in.
Just so we could get a mention.
Just to get us in there.
And interestingly, I got an email that said, "Hi Shutters Inc. team. My name is Anuj Agarwal. I'm the founder of Feedspot. I would like to personally congratulate you as your website, Shutters Inc., has been selected by our panelists." As one of the top 25 photography podcasts on the web. I personally give you a high five and want to thank you for your contribution to this world. This is the most comprehensive list.
He's obviously never listened to
This is the most comprehensive list of the top 25 photography podcasts on the internet, and I'm honored to have you as part of this. We'd be grateful if you can help us spread the word by briefly mentioning about the top 25 photography podcast list in any of your upcoming posts.
Oh, so the only reason he put us on there to promote himself.
It's basically, it's like, give me a free plug.
we have. Look, we've just done.
We have done exactly
that. Well, that's pretty
that.
Good, isn't it? Yeah, we've hit. Yeah, we've hit the heights of the lows of the numbers.
That's exactly right. And we got a mention on the website on shuttersincpodcast.com. One of the comments to the last episode was from Gaz. I don't know what his last name is, but he basically said, "I hope Glyn is okay." That was in reference to your daughter's little spill a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, Glyn is okay.
I'm me, which yes. is, you know,
Glyn is no worse than usual.
There you go. It's all how you phrase stuff, isn't
That's
it?
That's right. And we got three stories from Adam over the last couple of weeks. One, this is probably a little bit old news now, but hopefully it's still of value to somebody. Sony is looking for 5 female photographers or videographers to join what they are calling their Alpha Female program. I love the title, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So essentially they're looking for 5 photographers or female videographers, and you could win a $25,000 grant as well as receive $5,000 worth of Sony gear and mentorships to help you promote and grow your photography business as
How
a female
sexist.
Photographer. I'm not going there.
It is. All of this is about men, the whole thing.
Sorry?
Well, guess what you win? You win some guy called Grant who's worth $25,000. So you win a bloke and you get a mentorship. Come on. Really? Disgraceful.
Okay.
Absolutely shocking.
So, girls, if you are interested in this, you do need to put what?
Girls? Don't say girls.
Oh,
you incredibly fabulous female. They're listening to us.
What you will need is a 1-minute video intro, some samples of your work, an essay about your biggest career challenge, a pitch explaining.
Happened to sit through an episode of this.
A pitch explaining how you would utilize the mentorship program, and a high level budget detailing how you'd spend the grant money. So they're not just going to give it away to anybody. You've got to actually put a little bit of thought into it. So
Grant's not just giving his money to everybody.
There you go.
Grant wants to know how you're going to spend his money.
Yeah, so anyway, link will be in the show notes for anyone that wants to have a look into that. $3 million worth of stolen Hollywood film equipment was found in Argentina.
Wow.
Yeah, so apparently there's this racket going on where somebody is targeting the arrival of new camera gear in the US, both in Hollywood and in some other cities, and basically as soon as it's delivered, it's getting knocked off, and then they're selling it to camera rental companies in Argentina.
Jeez.
And this was a combined sting between the FBI, US police, the US embassy, and the Argentinian federal police. So yeah, $3 million worth of gear. So
not bad, is it?
Yeah. So anyway, hopefully they've put an end to that little scam. And the last one, photographer says artist stole his photo, artist claims remix.
Remix.
And I saw that Erin posted a response to Adam having posted this on wall saying, not this guy again. So it's obviously
the same remix artist, you mean?
Or? Yeah. So link will be in the show notes for anyone that wants to have a look at that story. But yeah, you do kind of get sick of seeing these.
Just ridiculous.
Appropriating art. Somebody else's work and then passing it off as your own just because you desaturated the background.
I was in an art gallery yesterday with my dear old mum and the kids.
Yeah.
And part of it's a sculpture park, part of it's an art gallery.
Right.
And I sat there for a couple of minutes.
Does the sculpture not classify as art in your book?
Oh, no, but there's a sculpture garden, which is art, yeah, but also a normal gallery with
like paintings.
Yeah, and stuff.
Right.
So I stood there for about 5 minutes admiring one piece.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, I like the balance, the simplicity, the shapes. It was all kind of good. Yeah, I was kind of admiring it. I called my eldest over to ask what she thought of it, and she said, Dad, it's a PowerPoint.
Excellent.
Yeah. Then my kid went and sat in a chair by a blank wall, took a photo of that. There's art.
Yep.
Yeah. Kid in chair by wall. You know, fabulous. You know, it could have been up there in the gallery. And I just don't understand art. I walked around this place. Some of it was kind of cool, but I don't understand a lot of it.
Yeah.
A couple of them looked like someone had got some bits of wool and thrown them at a canvas and made them stick.
Right.
Yeah. And that was art. It's like, okay. I don't know much about art, but I know what I like.
That's not it.
It wasn't up there, I'll tell you right now. Oh, dear.
So what have you got on your list?
I think I've finished. No, I pretty much covered the same boat as you, except for a couple of things that out of the photo Kina that I did like to see. That Ricoh are coming out with their new Ricoh GR3.
Okay.
Their little compact camera replacing their old GR2, which is about 6 or 7 years old now.
These
compact cameras are phenomenal. I mean, yeah. They are the best compact cameras I've ever used.
Right.
And so the GR3, if it's anything remotely like
it. In that form factor, what is it about the GR2 that you like so much?
It's built like a proverbial.
Right.
Mind you, I did break mine, but it's still...
But you had to try extra hard to do it.
It's incredibly robust.
Right.
But look, it was one of the first small cameras, big sensors, really well built, silent shutter, just full manual controls, just an awesome piece of kit, and so, the smallest pot in your pocket, you know?
Right.
But so these have been around now for a good 10 years, this series of cameras, and leaders in image quality, lens quality, and for size. This is before the new generation of ultra small, fully packed cameras have sort of been coming out from Sony's and people and so on. But these are still right up there with some of the absolute best. So,
yeah, right.
Highly recommend have a gander at it. Laowa, LAWA,
okay,
came out with a series of 8 new lenses they showed at Photo Kina.
Right.
But the one that drew my attention was a 17mm lens for the Fuji GFX. So they're starting to make lenses for the GF series.
This is GFX series. The medium format stuff.
The medium format, yeah.
Nice. So
that 17mm is equivalent to about a 13mm and 35mm
terms. Yeah.
And so that's kind of cool. They come out with some other lenses as well. I think Sigma announced, I think it was like 8 lenses.
Yep.
But the one that stood out to me was the 60-600.
Yes.
Which I thought, we're not getting too far away from 28-600.
Yeah. And they were aiming that at sports photographers, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, pretty unique. Anything to do with anything that requires that sort of with animals, birds, all that stuff. But
did you say animals really cool or lens. Anibals?
Both, yep. Right. And that was about it for me. I've kind of covered a bunch of the same things you did, but just with the exception, I've got the Sigma one. I did see one little note, because Sony haven't come out with any new cameras.
Right.
But one thing they did say is they're going to add soon to their eye autofocus. Yeah, their autofocus that knocks in people's eyes.
Yep.
No, not the eye start, which is when you put your camera to the eye, it turns on. Oh. But their phase detect autofocus service detects eyes.
Eyes. Yes, yes.
But they're coming out with a version which will do animal eyes soon.
Yes, that's right.
So that I thought was interesting, because, I mean, from everything I've been told, the eye autofocus is astounding on the Sonys.
Yep.
And so, yeah, obviously, I'm not quite sure why that wouldn't translate to animals, but obviously there's some reason to it. But they're going to do a animal eye detect, which is pretty cool.
How many animals have their pupil vertical rather than horizontal like humans?
Oh, I think six.
You just made that up.
Of course, that's a question. That's a question without notice. So accuracy may be somewhat diminished.
Right. Okay.
The double crested sidebarred cockatoo. That's got one. That's I know that one's got one. Only one. The other one's normal. Just a lefty.
I just wondered. Maybe the eye focus relied on the sort of the horizontal orientation of the pupil. I don't know.
Speaking of Netflix. which, of course, we weren't. Well, we were a while ago. I was watching the show this week called The Drake Equation.
Oh, okay. I'm familiar with the Drake Equation.
For life. Yeah. The Drake Equation. So the Drake Equation is the equation for how many civilizations there may be out in the universe.
Yes. The likelihood of finding intelligent life somewhere else in the...
Yeah, pretty much. But as part of this, they were talking about, we've only discovered on the planet, and our own planet... about 10% of all the animals.
Wow.
I reckon there's 90% of the living things on this planet we haven't even discovered yet.
Is that right?
Isn't that an astounding number?
That's phenomenal. I'm assuming that's all like microbiology stuff. It's not like large animals running around in the jungle.
I'm hoping. Imagine there's some biggish things. And some, like, subspecies and all that kind of... that stuff's going on. But, yeah, I'm hoping it's the small stuff under the rocks you haven't ever lifted up.
Yeah.
That equates. But, yeah, that was an interesting little show, I've got to say, as well. But just speaking about animals and eyes and...
Yeah,
so, you know, if a lot of the 10% of the ones we've found, maybe the other 90% have normal eyes. I don't know.
Right.
No eyes at all, more than likely.
Yeah, quite possible.
But, yeah.
Quite possible.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So anyway, that was it for me this week.
Fantastic.
Absolutely nothing. But to keep it at PhotoKina, still going for a few more days, I think. It'd be interesting to see. I don't think anything more groundbreaking is going to sort of pop out and be announced, but you never know.
Yep. Seen all the good stuff now.
I reckon so.
Yep. All right. Well, you have a good week.
You too. I'm going to close this browser down now. I've got a whole new way of getting rid of you now, which is... Yeah, still not as satisfying as slamming the handset down on the phone, but you know.
All right, mate. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.
ShutterZincPodcast.com.
AnotherAudioTo.com quality podcast.
For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@ShutterZincPodcast.com.